is Tracy Bauer.
I'm Danielson Bang.
And this is GradCast, brought to you by Syracuse University. Welcome back to fall 2021. And we're back. We're going to call this season two of our podcast, and we're really excited. We learned so much from season one. We got some great feedback from students, and we had almost 8,000 downloads from our over 55 episodes. And if you're just joining Syracuse University or listening to the podcast for the first time, we know that that's a lot of information to sift through. So we did make some playlists on Spotify, and we'll be sharing those with you in emails throughout the fall semester. And so that way you can find different episodes that may be more relevant to you without having to feel like you're behind and have to listen to 55 episodes.
It's been a great year working on this podcast, and I'm looking forward to the next one. What I've learned over the course of this past year is what a podcast is. I was not actually an initial podcast enthusiast. And over time, I've learned very important aspects of this, like it's not a view, it's a click or it's a download, because that's how podcasts actually work. I'm honing my NPR voice as we go. So it's been great, and I'm looking forward to what lies ahead.
As we prepare for the fall semester, we wanted to let you know all the different ways that you can engage with us and prepare. So that way you can be working on your career and job search at the same time as you're taking your classes. One thing we want to make sure that you know is that you can book appointments through Handshake, our career portal, and those appointments can take place in a variety of different ways at different times throughout the day. You can meet with us for everything from creating a resume to interviewing to job offer negotiations, academic job searches for our PhD students, all different types of things. We also really want to encourage you to do networking. If you look through our podcast episodes, you'll notice that we do talk about networking quite a bit because it's so important. So we can always talk with you about your networking strategy.
And if you really don't know how to do it, just come in and ask us. We're happy to help.
Absolutely. No matter where you are in your understanding of how to do a job or an internship search, or really if you're not sure what you want to do with your degree, we can help you no matter where you are. And if you don't see a category on Handshake for how to book this appointment, just choose something. It's okay. We will figure it out. And we can also talk about multiple topics as well in one appointment.
Also remember, there's no special time when you're prepared enough to meet with us. We're happy to meet you at any stage. If you have an embryonic idea or no idea at all, if you have a document and it's ready, or you have a blank sheet of paper and you want to know what to put on that sheet of paper, you name it, we'll help.
And that's really important to note, because sometimes I think students feel as though we're like grading them or things like that. And really, there's no stupid questions. We know that you're studying your specific discipline, and we're here to help you find jobs, internships, or reach your goals. And we're happy to do that no matter where you are in the process. A few resources that I wanted to share was VMOC, which is a way to get your resume reviewed. It's vmoc.com/SU, and we'll be emailing you this information as well. That will help you to upload your resume and get some feedback, and then we're happy to review it as well. In addition, we have a website that we purchase for students called Big Interview. That website is syracuse.biginterview.com, and that's something where you can learn about interviews and even practice doing some digital or video interviews using your camera. In addition, we are going to be hosting some wellness events this fall with our very popular speaker, Jamie Weisberg. She's going to be doing some sessions on growth mindset and emotional intelligence, and those will be held virtually. So we hope you can join us for those. Those will come later in September and in October. We also have career fairs that our colleagues throughout the university are working on. So especially our master's students, you would find these virtual career fairs located in Handshake, where you can do research on the employers who are attending, as well as sign up for different slots and make notes of the types of positions they're recruiting for. Again, this fall, we're hosting challenges. So some of the challenges that I'm specifically hosting range from networking to doing a strategic job or internship search, writing cover letters, resumes, learning how to utilize LinkedIn, all those different things. And again, these are posted in Handshake, and we're happy to have you sign up. These challenges are 5 days worth of tips and tricks that you can use to advance yourself, your career, and your search.
We also have challenges for PhDs, three of them. It's been a great process of working on them, and the feedback has been great, and I always encourage people to talk about them when they're done. And so the three that we have are resources, talking about PhD resources and things that are out there that you may not know about that will really aid in your process. We have a career exploration challenge, and that one is just a great way to use resources, but also different aspects of the process of career exploration. And finally, and the one that I think I like the best, is my dissertation completion challenge. And that one is fairly self-explanatory. How do you work on this? How do you finish this PhD thing? And so I'm excited about them, and I hope that you will be as well. This year is the second year of our subscription to Aurora, which is an online platform for career exploration, whether you are a faculty interested person or a every other kind of job, ALTAC, whatever you want to call it, person, or a combination of the two. And I'm very excited to have Marin Wood, who is the founder and CEO of Aurora and Beyond the Professoriate, which is the parent organization of it, coming to our podcast and probably, hopefully in person, coming to Syracuse University as well to help us to understand how best to use Aurora and what kind of resources are out there. I had the pleasure recently of interviewing Leonard Cassuto and Bob Weisbuck. They are authors of a book called The New PhD. It's a book that really goes into depth about what we need to do in order to reform the PhD, steps to take, and what hopeful outcomes will be of that process. And we had a really great conversation. We recorded that conversation in the podcast, and I hope that you get a chance to listen to it. The two of them are also going to be hosting a residency of sorts in September at Syracuse University for those who are interested, particularly in the humanities. We have workshops every semester ranging from things like career exploration to getting the dissertation done, time management, and lots more. And just another reminder, if you'd like to book an appointment with either Tracy or myself, that would be at syr.joinhandshake.com. I really suggest you make an appointment. Have no fear. Any time along the way is good enough for me.
And that's a great reminder, because while we do all of these different types of events and have different challenges and speakers, sometimes you don't quite find what you're looking for. And that's where meeting with you one-on-one can really help you wherever you are at specifically and answer your questions. So the one-on-one appointments can be incredibly valuable, and we really encourage you. You can make appointments with us. You can meet with both of us or one of us, and we want to help. That's what we're here for. You don't have to do this alone, and we know that this process of figuring out what you want to do and then actually going for it can be really challenging, difficult, sometimes scary, and also exciting. So we're here to hopefully make it a little bit easier. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great fall semester and utilize some of the resources we've mentioned today.